Welcome to the Wisdom Within podcast, your sanctuary for cultivating personal peace and inner harmony. I'm your host, Sonia Lin, a transformational spiritual life purpose coach, mentor, breathwork facilitator, pranayama teacher, and minister, leading you from the darkness to the light, from the shadows to your true being, diving inward to understand who you truly are, why you're here, what your next purpose is for a fulfilling life, reclaiming your power and peace. This is season 4, episode 20. And talking about the personal peace process, and as Swami Satchitananda says, the pathways to peace. And it's an inward journey. Previous episode, I spoke about the hero's journey. That hero's journey home, we hold the key to unlock ourselves from the prison of the mind. And so many clients I work with and, share, where they are now, where they want to be. And it's about this pathway. It's about this bridge, the gap from where you are to where you want to be. And it requires taking, this earnestness to be willing to put in the effort, the work in between. And that is... that's essential for many say they want change and transformation, but are you willing to do the in-between? And it's that will, that desire, that earnestness to stay consistent with a practice or the effort and one breath, one step at a time. You don't need to see the whole staircase, but it is that journey inward. For peace isn't found outside of ourself. Happiness isn't outside of ourself. It is this state, this internal state, our natural state of peace and calm that comes from and radiates from within. So from the shadow to our light and true essence. And it's about removing these untruths, removing these impurities for simple living. So it's not so much about, adding in of more of what to do, but letting go of and not doing some things, looking at patterns, looking at behaviors to simplify. And I spoke about that shift, from the ego self and outside for having these needs met and trying to avoid discomfort from any fears or doubts, and accessing that inner world and creating that space to do so. And personal peace process, there's many different ways, holistic modalities of being your own healer, your own hero, your own advocate, the one that you really want, the longest relationship you'll have, with your higher self, your true self, and knowing who that is and how powerful you truly are. So EFT, the emotional freedom technique, is a way of reducing these stresses, these past traumas, letting go of these painful memories and stories, the negativity, the fears, the doubts, as well as breath work to an opportunity to activate the parasympathetic nervous system to reduce the stress, the anxieties, and to be able to focus and have greater clarity. So by breathing in and learning how to use the breath and and what the breath truly is, we invite this tranquility. So we're exhaling and releasing that negativity, the worries, the tension, the stresses, the traumas. And, you know, through breath work, we create a sacred space within ourselves for those emotional storms and shadows. And they can subside where that clarity, that wisdom, that truth, the answers, the guidance, and serenity can come forward and flourish. And it takes creating space. Letting go from having that quiet to quiet the mind is essential. Ways of learning, meditation, breath work, to quiet the mind, to go beyond the mind. And before we get into it, I'll just add that the next, there's a full moon breath work opportunity, which is the last one for a few months, as an aid, because the full moon's energy amplifies our emotions. So it's an ideal time to let go and to create this space for new beginnings and let go of grievances and the traumas and stresses and anxieties, the fears of going too far out, to bring you into the present moment of now, the power of the present moment, which is all there is. And connecting to your internal space, letting go of the outside distractions and going inward. So the full moon is a powerful aid. And so May 23rd is the upcoming Breathwork at the Rise Up Center in Wilton. And it is also on Buddha Day. So this marks the birth, the enlightenment, and the death of the historical Buddha. And this year it falls on the full moon on May 23rd. So it's just a very sacred day, and it's just a beautiful opportunity to let something go and have, let go of something, an impurity that's tethering your soul and holding you back from this, the beauty of the peace, joy, and bliss. Because Buddha literally means enlightened one, a knower. So I invite you to join in, or if not, there's online opportunities. But let's dive into this personal peace process. You know, the pathways, peace is not just the absence of conflict. It is this state of mind, this present state of mind, away from not being out in the future, clearing the mind, you know, from the memories of the past, and not making decisions from fear. And so, we'll draw some wisdom from from Swami Satchitananda, whose teachings illuminate, you know, a path to tranquility. And, you know, understanding that the inner peace, it's within oneself, that it's not outside of yourself, that you can't always control what goes on outside. But what we do have control of is what goes on inside. That is with what is within our control, our attitudes. So it's this powerful statement and a reminder that peace is cultivated from within, regardless of external circumstances. And that's that journey from codependent to independent, to not be relying on the outside circumstances and dependent on that. But knowing ultimately it is up to yourself. So there's different daily practices. Like I mentioned, EFT, pranayama, breath work, meditation, different, you know, breath work experiences that I just mentioned. And it's really learning to cultivate, incorporate this practice that takes self-discipline and consistency. And it's just teaching you right where you're at, because Or starting right where you're at. So whether it's just a few minutes each day to start focusing on your breath, we breathe, you know, over 21,000, about 600, 21, 6 times a day. And how many are you aware of? So like I've mentioned before, learning to bring some awareness, you know, to the breath and getting out of the mind and focusing this unbroken chain of breath. And, you know, deep awareness, this mindful breathing, it helps center yourself and reduce the stress. So coming into that parasympathetic nervous system. And the breath is the bridge between the mind and the body. And as I mentioned, we're not the mind and the body. So meditation, a regular meditation, it's the cornerstone for inner peace. It gives us what nothing else can give, and it's within. We have the power to do that every day by just being aware, by just following the breath, and it's this, it introduces you to your own self. So starting with just a few minutes and gradually increasing as you get more confident, more comfortable with it, really experiencing the benefits of it, where it's not this chore or this have to, but you want to. Someone asked me the other day, I was at Satchitananda's ashram in Virginia, and someone else there was asking me, you know, what do I do for fun? What do I do? And I explained, you know, meditation. Like, I love my meditation practice. So that wasn't what they were, I think, expecting as an answer. So that was a fun conversation. Gratitude. So, you know, starting your day, we tend to wake up with, and I, you know, teach people to bookend the day with breathing practices. We tend to start the day with similar thoughts that we had in going to bed. So, you know, each morning or evening, bookending your day with, you know, some resonance breathing, gratitude practice, reflecting on what you're grateful for. I'm working with a client now, and we're, you know, turning into, you know, what do you want to celebrate? What are you grateful for? Because the focus has always been, so it was a very anxious, addictive household, and it was scanning the space. You know, what is wrong? Is it safe? So learning to shift that focus on from what's wrong to what is right in your life. And fostering this peaceful mindset, learning what we focus on grows. So our energy, you know, if we continue to focus on, then we're creating more chaos in our own world. So focusing on what is right, the more that we're grateful for, the more that we have to be grateful for. And then there's overcoming these obstacles to peace. So it's clearing out these impurities, these challenges in life that we all have, these obstacles that can disturb our peace. And it's, you know, it's again, flipping that, are you looking at it? I have a stone on my desk, and on one side it says, challenge or problem, one of the two. And on the other side, it says solution and opportunity. So each pain point, each problem, each challenge that arises in our lives, they're opportunities in disguise, whether it's some transition, some ailment, some disease, some loss, grief, so instead of resisting these difficulties, it's learning to see them as opportunities for growth and learning and discovery on this journey to enlightenment, this journey to freedom, looping back around to the freedom that I think I lost my train of thought there, of freedom from what? What is it? If you want and mention, you know, freedom, what is it that you want that freedom from? And again, if it's outside of yourself, come back to inward. It's freedom. It's that from the prison of your own mind, liberating your soul, yourself from the prison of your own mind. So it's an inward, it's not outside of ourselves. And, you know, extending how we interact with others. So it's seeing this beyond the duality, and seeing all beings as your own self. And this is, you know, ahimsa, this no harm, cultivating and adding in, you know, the actions. Where's their harm? Where is it that you're causing harm to yourself or others? Because hurt beings hurt other beings. And when we see this oneness, this unity as all as our own, then whom is it that you can harm? So cultivating this empathy, removing, you know, these blockages, these impurities, to have this vital life force energy flow of compassion and empathy and kindness towards others, which starts within with yourself, and it improves the relationships, the health with yourself, and only improves the relationships around, but deepens this sense of peace. So in closing here, I know we're at 16 minutes, that, you know, the goal, as the Swami says, and I put in the intro here, the goal is peace within. And if you have that, then you're able to share it with everyone. So taking this time to give yourself permission to slow down, to go within, to say no, to create some space. And then that's, you know, helping others, contributing to others. So just some, you know, insights, some tools, you know, for personal peace. And remember to taking time each day to nurture your own, to find it radiating, this light, this calm, this tranquil, this peace. And it's not about perfection, it's about progress. So just expanding and having more and more moments of that throughout your day. And so May 23rd, again, that is the next, it's, you know, we are nature. We're cyclical beings, and through the seasons, it's going into more ministry work, more the season of facilitating a lot of wedding ceremonies, going into the spring, summer, and then so there's just a couple more breath work opportunities that are scheduled, and then it will pick up again in the fall and winter. So there's the link there for the full moon Buddha Day breath work in Wilton. And then the next online global opportunity for wherever you are is the first Sunday in June. And that is at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, of course, you can reach out for a one-on-one discovery session on the growth, personal development opportunities to go within and invest in yourself for that freedom, liberating yourself, you know, for that peace. Because ultimately, that is true health, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual health. It's peace, away from the anxieties, the fears, the memories of the past, making decisions for you and making conscious choices and activating your parasympathetic nervous system. That is the true essence and pathway to peace, which then equals health. In love and light, namaste.